This is a reading of a chapter called Visual Creative Research Methods and Young People's Perceptions of Online Risks. It was published in 2022 in the Core Research Network's handbook called Methods in Practice, Studying Children and Youth Online. In 2012, I was planning to tackle the subject of arguably the worst of the online nightmare audiences for my PhD project, aiming to study young people's perceptions and experiences with online predators. Knowing that face-to-face interviews could become stressful and awkward if carried out in the traditional question-answer format, with rigid researcher and participant roles, I was seeking a method that would give participants editorial control, the opportunity to sort their thoughts in peace, have time for expressing themselves, and collaborate in the interpretation of the data. This short article is based on my experiences in exploring the potential of creative research methods in the context of sensitive topics. The approach is located within a broader framework, often referred to as visual research methods. In creative research methods, participants are asked to produce artifacts, such as drawings, videos, collages, Lego constructions, or clay figures, and hence, according to Gauntlet, to spend time applying their playful or creative attention to the act of making something symbolic or metaphorical and then reflecting on it. Linear creative research design, which means create first, talk later, gives time for reflective thought processes. Parallel creative process, which means create and explain simultaneously, allows the researcher to explore the thought process and creation too. It is crucial to emphasize in academic writing and to the participants that creative is not a cultural value judgment, but rather a descriptive term for a thing that did not exist before. Creative research methods study procedure considers the fact that creative reflective processes take more time and thus also demand greater reflection from participants. Creative artifacts created by young people may not be amenable to straightforward adult readings, as Thompson has put it. Thus, research designs employing creative research methods should provide time and effort to really listen to the young author's interpretations. Critics have pointed out at the subjectivity and so-called naive empiricism, as Buckingham has put it, of creative research methods. But I agree with contemporary scholarly discussions around objectivity as a problematic construct itself. According to Lindholt, science can only be performed through subjects. So fully objective knowledge in this view is impossible for us humans. I will give you two short examples of how I have used creative research methods. First, there was a study focusing on how young people perceive online predators and what influences the formation of these perceptions. I asked 17 to 20-year-olds to draw sketches of so-called online perverts and later carried out in-depth interviews to elicit oral descriptions of and reflections on their drawings. Visual creative research methods help to zoom in on the phenomenon and its intricate details. Drawings of so-called online perverts and their victims often served as the basis for talking about perceived grooming scenarios, offenders' background, and victims of such crimes. Second example is a mixed method pilot study to explore young adults' self-presentation practices and imagined audiences on Tinder. Here, creative research methods afforded to concretize the topic and hook the thought into something more comprehensible. For example, participants organizing their thoughts on various experiences and user types. Young female participants from this study were asked to draw a typical Tinder user, generating further discussion on different self-presentation strategies and perceived threats on dating apps. Analysis of creative research methods data is usually focused on the interview transcripts. Traditional within-case and cross-case qualitative text analysis methods, thematic analysis, grounded theory, and so on. Visual, socio-semiotic methods and discourse analysis techniques enrich the results. In my so-called PERV study, I chose a collaborative path, and we analyzed the drawings together with the participants. For example, attention was given to the demand-offer relationship with the viewer. In essence, it means, is the depicted presented as object of the gaze, looking away, being there for your viewing pleasure, or demanding eye contact, looking straight to the camera? Do we see the person depicted from far away, or are they presented via close-up, which denotes social distance? How close do we feel to the depicted? Or the symbolic power drawn into the vectors of viewing, for example, looking down on someone or looking up to someone? By deconstructing and discussing the drawings, participants' visual literacies and reflexivity could benefit from the research process, and researchers will have data that has authors' in-depth interpretations of created materials. So, four lessons learned. Creative research methods complement the concept of active audiences, as participants can embody the role of a producer. That means both producer and user of content and meanings. Secondly, researchers should counter and mitigate participants' own overly critical perceptions of their artistic skills, emphasizing that it doesn't really matter how well something is drawn or built or photographed. Third, bring your own device principle. And digital creations can be beneficial to creative research methods, as smart devices move with people in various contexts that often remain hidden to the publics or researchers. Examples include studies on illness and pain, or activism and disruption of social norms. I would suggest avoiding the so-called omniscient scholar's viewpoint, as these adult readings, like "the man on the drawing has no hands, it means that he is not perceived as an active agent," and such, can be misguided. For example, the participant might have just forgotten to draw the hands. If you are interested in creative research methods, check out the additional text right next to this audio text. There will be valuable sources for you to explore. Until we meet again.